On the injury front first, Julius Thomas has a knee strain. He'll be day-to-day. Wes Welker had a concussion. It's my understanding that we followed protocol. And he was cleared to return, and he had symptoms that flared up or came up, and then he was pulled. And so he'll go through the protocol this week. The first concern, obviously, is to make sure he's ready to return when the doctors give the green light. And we've been told that he's able to go, then he'll go. Until then, he'll be following that protocol. Raheem Moore had a lateral compartment syndrome, which required surgery early this morning. And he'll be out, and the time frame is unknown at this point. But you know, he'll be out this week for sure, and possibly longer. We'll just have to see what the prognosis is coming out of the surgery and all that. So, but he did have a procedure. He is recovering in the hospital right now. On a little bit different note, great news, Mr. Boland, the indoor facility that was announced today, and the overall expansion of our facilities here, just another example of Mr. Boland, you know, operating in a first-class manner. I mean, he creates a great environment for us here to coach in, to play in, and be a part of. So, very grateful for that. And then lastly, before questions, Coach Fox. We got some FaceTime with Coach Fox and the team today. Skype, FaceTime, whatever you want to call it. We had him on the big screen with the team. He was able to visit with the team, take questions. He looked great, full of energy. The players, coaches, everybody got a lift seeing him and seeing his spirit, how fired up he was to be able to talk to everybody. So it was good stuff. Anyway, questions?
How long were you able to talk to Foxy there?
Skype, FaceTime, till we ran out of questions and he was done talking. It was like, okay, let's go to the meeting now. He was great though. Yeah, you know, 10 minutes probably. Yeah. Oh, how he was feeling and about his rehab, and he banged on his chest, said, I'm doing great, and said he walked 2 miles today, things like that. But just to see his face beaming, you know, just so happy to be visiting with the guys. It was cool.
Coach, could you talk a little bit about the play of your defensive unit this past game and how it's improved over the season?
Well, yeah, I feel like we still have a ways to go, but you know, very, very salty early, especially. I thought the first quarter and the third quarter, it was outstanding. It was, you know, what we're looking for. Then we had a drive or two where we broke down, made mistakes, didn't hunt the ball like we need to, things like that. So, you know, it was good. It was certainly good enough to win. It was hard. It was tough. It was rugged and all those things. But I think there's still room for improvement, and that's what we're pushing for.
With Raheem, that's an injury that usually happens, like with soccer players. Is that something that just announced itself last night or today?
I've never heard of this thing. I'm not really aware of it. I really can't speak to it at all. I don't have a background with this injury. I haven't had anybody that's ever had this injury. It's a new one for me. I'm learning about it. I had to write it down so I could say it properly. It's just one of these kind of freakish things that can occur. And it did. And fortunately, you know, he called, and Greek, I think Greek's as good as anybody out there. And, you know, they got the doctors right on it, and he went in and had the surgery. I mean, it can be a very serious injury. It can lead to a loss of a limb, potentially a loss of life. So it's a very significant injury.
Can you talk about how fortunate you are to have Mike Adams, a veteran who didn't sulk or anything when he...
Yeah,
you know, was his backup role, and now he can step in there.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. We have depth. We haven't had any sulking, as you said. You know, Mike started all last year, a proven player, veteran player, poised, went in, did a nice job for us. And we've got, you know, some depth. I mean, guys like Quentin Jammer, you know, played another 20 or 25 snaps last night, played well for us. Mike stepped in, played over 50 snaps, played well for us. You know, David Bruton is in the flanks and playing in some packages for us. And so, no, it's great to have depth, and it's great to have some veteran depth and guys that you can count on to step up and step in and play well for you.
Was Jammer playing that much design, or was it more circumstantial? He was going in and coming out for whatever reason?
Design, yeah.
Jack, when you guys signed Sean Phillips, were you looking for a guy who could take over like parts of what Elvis did or everything Elvis did? I mean, what did you see there?
We'll take everything, but no, it was it was kind of a situation where really felt like he still had some juice, some ability to affect the quarterback left in him, and thought the combination of he and Ayers getting an opportunity there that we'd be able to fill in and overcome that loss. And, you know, from some of the things that we determined in evaluating the tape and then working with him and getting him here, he's been a pleasant surprise. I mean, he's been a little better even than we'd hoped in terms of his impact and his leadership. Smart, tough guy. He's a great communicator. He comes over, gives us good insight. He's a good finisher around the quarterback, and he's played the run better, you know, than he did on tape. When we watched the tape, that was a concern. But we've worked with him, and he's worked with it and developed and done well. So, yeah, very happy with him.
The other thing from the game last night, you talked a little bit about penalties last night. Now that you've had a chance to go look at them, you know, how many were the kind that you can live with?
We're gonna live, but we're not gonna like it. You know, it's like we've got to be better. There's some I'd call them silly, focus type issues. Not the kind of if it's an aggressive penalty and you just, you know, your hand happens to go up or get where it shouldn't be or you hang on a little too long or anything like that. That's one thing. But you know, we want to have good judgment. We want to play smart and tough, and Coach Fox talks about that all the time. It's something I believe in very much, to be smart and tough, to not beat ourselves. And there were some situations where we, you know, made some mistakes that that can really haunt you.
You weren't as vocal. What about the Duke taunting
thing? I you know, I don't like seeing it. I don't know exactly what occurred, but you know, it's just silly. You know, it's unnecessary, and that's what unsportsmanlike is what was called, and it's unnecessary. So. You know, he's a young player. Want to help him learn from that, and hopefully we never have that again.
Yeah, you weren't as vocal as you were with Danny early in the year, but were you able to deliver the message just with Duke standing there and you interviewed?
Yeah, it was a little different feel than the one with Danny. I did a lot of encouraging with Danny. So I did a little encouraging this time as well, but not as strong.
So Wes Welker, did he have the headache or something? Did something come on later? Because they were out, they checked him out on the field.
Yeah, checked him. The doctors, I only know what I'm told right now. I mean, I can only tell you what I've been told. And he was checked. He was allowed to return. Symptoms came, you know, that were problematic, and he was pulled. I mean, they saw an issue, and they pulled him. So it was, I think it worked the way it's supposed to. In terms of, you know, something occurs, there's a question, you get checked by the doctors, only they can allow you to go in, and you go in, and then if something occurs that is questionable, he's pulled, and then now you're not going back.
And this Raheem injury might have been something that he came into the game. I mean, this type of condition, he came into the game and all of a sudden.
It could have been something that started during the week. It could have been something that started during pregame warm-ups. I don't know. I'm not sure anyone knows. But at some point, he ended up with basically a muscle that was bleeding. That's the best way I could explain it. That's the best way. I mean, that's my understanding of it. It's basically there's bleeding going on. It causes swelling and pain. And it's kind of unusual because you're like, well, it just hurts right here. I don't know. It feels weak, and you know, and it's rare. I mean, you don't hear about it very often, so I've never heard of it. But they had the surgery, and I think the expectation is he'll be back at full strength at some point. I just don't know what that time frame is yet.
He called Greek in the middle of the night, or
yeah. Fortunately, yeah. I mean, because you know. If you let it go and try and tough it out, it could be really bad.
Are you happy you called?
Oh, yeah. In fact, encouraged our guys, just remember, here's Greek's number. Please, anything at any time, no matter how minimal you think it is, call and make sure. And the doctors can check it out. Greek can check it out. And you know, with all the experience they have and knowledge, they can help you avoid a disaster.
Do you know what leg it is, Jeff?
You had a 50-50 shot.
I don't want to guess. Was it left?
Left.
Yeah, left.
Did Raheem drive himself to the hospital? Did he get picked up?
I don't know the specifics on that.
Okay. Jack, can you describe the effectiveness of the short passes with Peyton Manning? You, unlike any other game, you focused on short passes and didn't go deep. Was that because of Kansas City? Was that because of Peyton? And of course, it ended up working.
Yeah, and we took a couple deep shots. We just didn't hit on all of them. We had a near miss down the right sideline with DT. And so, yeah, no, I mean, getting the ball out, I think we had a good plan going in. Wanted to execute it, wanted to run it, wanted to get the ball out. Did some things to move him around a little bit, despite the fact that nobody thinks he can move. I think he did a pretty good job moving around, sliding in the pocket, buying some time, getting the ball out. And so it was a combination of, good plan, good execution, the line, the tight ends, the backs, everybody contributes. You know, the receiver's running the right route. How big is that? You know, if they run the wrong route, now there's confusion. Quarterback, you know, what the heck's going on here? It can lead to problems. So I think everybody on the same page and operating efficiently led to a good night.
You mentioned DT. Can you kind of just talk more about his effectiveness in the previous game? We're seeing him on the short passes and then the yards after the catch last night, of course, the huge catch.
Yeah.
Can you talk about his versatility and the weapon he is for you?
Well, he's a tremendous football player. You know, it's just rare when guys are that big, that fast, great hands, you know, awareness, understanding how to set people up, run routes. I think that's the biggest area where DT has really taken a step forward is the work that he's put in with Peyton, getting on the same page, how to run routes and double moves and, you know, the nuances of getting open and the ball being there on time and creating that separation. He's pretty special.
And as a defensive coordinator and a former linebacker yourself, can you assess the technique of Peyton Manning's tackle?
No, I'd just say glad he got him down.
Talking about matchup issues, you as a defense coordinator, how hard is it to stop Julius Thomas when he's lined out wide and either has a linebacker or even a DB on him on that touchdown pass when he got that big?
Yeah, I mean, those are the matchup issues that you're dealing with in today's NFL. You know, more and more you're getting tight ends and backs in space as well. You've got to be able to operate in space, and Julius is certainly that kind of player. You know, he's a dynamic player. A lot of times those bigger tight ends, you know, will go against one this week, but, you know, they're too big for a linebacker, or too fast for a linebacker, too big for a DB to cover type of, you know, matchup concerns, and Julius is that kind of guy.
In terms of everybody being on the same page, do you have a specific time that you want the ball to be released by from the snap within a certain amount of time, certain parameter?
No.
What was your assessment of how this...
Defensively, I like it to be about 0.5, you know, get it out really quick. Can't get very far down the field when you do that. Yeah.
I was going to ask, what was your assessment of the receiving core against a real physical secondary?
Thought we had a good night. They're a good defense. We did some things that we needed to. I thought overall it was a solid effort throughout.
Jack, on that subject, earlier in the game, it wasn't the play that got concussed on, but I think it was a running play, and Flowers and Welker came together, and it seemed like Flowers hit him from the blind side. And, were you aware of that play? Do you consider that a cheap shot or just part of life in the NFL and people are going
to
be...
I can't refer to that play specifically. I'm not sure which one you're referring to on that.
What about NBC showed it on the replay, and it was hard to tell whether it happened after the play or during the play.
Uh-huh.
In the first half.
I didn't watch the TV broadcast, and I'm just as I went through all the plays this morning.
But that isn't something that you took note of and going back and that you would say something about to the
No.
If the rush attempts...
Not yet.
Okay.
Maybe my second time through, I'll go take a closer look.
With the rush attempts, hoping to see if you can control a game now, especially mid-November, going into December, and the next 2 weeks on the road, good to see how that worked out yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, we ran it a lot. We weren't as efficient as we'd like to be running the ball. I think, as you look at things that you did well and things you want to improve on, I think certainly our run efficiency, we'd like to increase that, be more effective when we are taking those attempts running the ball. So, clearly it helps. You got a quarterback that can throw it like ours can, having a running game to support him. It makes it awfully tough to defend.
What did you say about the offensive line play yesterday, specifically as clean as Peyton was after the game? talk about their play and how they really.
I feel very much like I did last week, when I was defending them the whole time, and I'm not going to heap a bunch of praise on them now. I'm going to say it about the same. It's we've got a good plan. We've got good players. We work hard at it. It's important to us. Last week at this time, they were getting ripped for not getting it done, and this week they're probably going to get praise. And I think what they need to do is just keep working. You know, understand that's every week is a priority. There's talent coming at you every week. He's very important to us. We've got to protect him, you know, and we want to run it better. So, I mean, it was good because we couldn't win that game without being good in the trenches on both sides. And so it was important. But it's not like we can stop now and pat ourselves on the back. You know, we've got a lot of work to do, and the priorities remain protecting our guy and opening up running lanes and those things.
How much extra attention do you pay to Monday Night Football when it's
your next time? More attention, yeah. I'll watch this one. Yeah. I don't, sometimes I just have it on. Sometimes I don't. We typically work right through this thing, but tonight we'll definitely stop and watch it.
Now that you have a big sample size or a bigger sample size, how has that all that extra weight that Von Miller put on, how has that changed his game?
I don't know if I can answer that directly. I still think his best football is in front of him. I think it's important that young players continue to work to give themselves a chance to develop, and so he just needs to work, continue to work his way back. I think he's been okay, but he hasn't quite been as impactful as he's capable of being. We need him to be impactful. That's one of the reasons I really believe as we continue through this second half of the year that we should get a surge from him returning to top form. You know, I think certainly we would welcome that.
Overcoming the not having Champ and then Von Miller for quite a few, the impact of overcoming that on your defensive team?
Well, we don't spend a lot of time. Coach Fox has done a great job in instilling this next man up mentality, and that's why I'm visiting with you right now. I mean, it's the way we approach it. And we've really tried to continue on and not spend a lot of time worrying about those guys not being there. Obviously, we welcome all the talent, all the top players that we can have back. Look forward to having them back. So, you know, Champ's on the mend. Vaughn is back and there. And, you know, we've had other guys that missed a little time here and there. And, you know, we're relatively healthy for this time of year, and we just need to make the most of it and keep growing, keep getting better.
How much does it help the D-line to have two guys with the kind of flexibility that Malik and Durable have?
That's huge. That's huge. And really when we – identified them in the draft last year, it was to have those kind of guys that could play both a little bit at end and base situations and move in and play some sub, D tackle. Derek jumped out and had a great rookie year, and he's starting to catch his stride again, getting another sack yesterday. I think Malik has shown this year to be a little bit of a surprise guy, came out of camp and has really been an impactful player for us. He's getting some good quality snaps. He can play either spot, very versatile. And we're getting good quality snaps out of Malik.
Steven Johnson.
Earn
another rep or two.
That was great stuff. You know, Stevie's always, he's the guy, if anything happens, he's so into the game. He's like, now, coach, you know, I'm ready. And Richard looked over and Stevie goes in. And Danny got shook up on that one tackle on the sideline. Stevie goes in and makes a heck of a play. I think that's another great example of a guy. You talk about a proud veteran that has played at a high level for a number of years in the league, and for him to remain a positive teammate, I think that's why you saw that kind of tribute start that he got. You know, because the group recognizes this is a guy that has a lot of skins on the wall. I mean, this guy's played a lot of good football. He came here with the idea that we would transition him into a safety. It would take some time. At the end of the day, he really was just best playing his old spot at corner. But we have a lot of depth there. And so he's just played his role, you know, for a guy, a veteran guy with all his experience, all his accomplishments. He's accepted his role. He's been a great teammate. It's such a positive thing to have for your football team when you have guys that are acting in an unselfish way and doing what they can for their teammates.
I think Chance said the other day, like, there's nothing worse than getting a bad bet, bringing a bad
That's right. No, you can get a bad vet, and he can spoil the locker room. And we've been fortunate that that's not been the case. And we've got some really good vets that have been good teammates and done their part on special teams and been on the ready. And then when they've been called upon, they played well. And that's huge for us.
How do you make sure you don't get a bad vet? Is that on the coaching staff, the personnel staff to
interview? That's a combination, yeah. We might assign you that task. No, we it is. I mean, it's because it can be a problem if you have it. Like I said, we've been fortunate. Obviously, it starts with the people that acquire the player for the coaching staff, and then once we get them, to make sure that we keep that something that we stress is important for us.
Raheem, more than maybe any other player on this team, was under fire during the off season. How do you think he responded? You know, as we reflect on what he's done to this point with this injury?
Well, he's been strong mentally. I think he's kind of put his head down, gone to work, you know, and he's off having a real good year, you know, solid year. He's getting some interceptions. He's making a lot of tackles. You know, the one thing he's really worked hard on is taking good angles and tackling out of the middle of the field and minimizing big plays. And so I think that's been a real positive for us.